going to do a meditation tonight that is new to me as well, but I think it would be fun to try. I mean, it's kind of a riff on things I've done, but I've never actually done this one specifically. And it's a Medicine Buddha healing practice, but please use whatever deity you're working with that feels right for you. I will say Medicine Buddha. Hi, Jonathan. Nice to see you. I was just saying we're going to do a Medicine Buddha healing practice, but please feel free to use whatever deity you're working with, whatever feels right. I will say Medicine Buddha, but you just put whoever feels most comfortable for you there. And as always, if there's anything in the practice, if it's not feeling right, just go back to your breath, or you can just sit, comfortably with your deity. All right, great. Let me do. Right, so find your seat. Right, and just take a moment to arrive. I really see if it is possible to bring your awareness to your seat, to however your body is being supported right now. I just, if you want to bring your awareness, whether it's your lower back, the back of your legs, maybe if you're sitting on a cushion on the ground, it's, the triangle posture of your legs, whatever it is, but just see if you can rest your awareness there and really drink in that support that you are receiving. And I want to invite you to bring your awareness to your breath. Let's see if you can locate wherever you sense the breath most readily. Whether it's the nostrils, the rise and fall of your chest or belly. And just let your awareness rest there. And seeing if the breath can help your awareness come in closer to your body, closer into the present moment. And see if it feels possible to savor this kind of entering the present moment a little bit more than maybe you've experienced earlier today. Gift of the present. And maybe with each breath, letting go more of whatever has happened today, letting go of whatever is to come. I'm just seeing, right? What is the quality of my awareness right now? Right, if it's a little dull, can I uplift it in some way? Can I visualize a bright yellow sun in my mind's eye? Is that helpful? Bring a little more energy to my awareness. Right, or am I feeling pretty scattered? And can I bring maybe a midnight blue cooling energy to my mind's eye and help to cool some of the scattered energy? So we're coming into the present moment. We're checking in on the quality of our awareness. And now I want to invite you, if it feels right, to follow along with me as I recite the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, only if it feels right to you. But for those of you who it does, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightenment, I take refuge in you. Through my merit of generosity and so on, may I attain Buddhahood for all the good. All sentient beings. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, until enlightenment, I take refuge in you. Through my merit of generosity and so on, may I attain Buddhahood for the good of all sentient beings. One more time. Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until enlightenment, I take refuge in you. Through my merit of generosity and so on, may I attain Buddhahood for the good of all sentient beings. Now I'm going to invite you into the visualization. And for those of you who've just joined us, I'm going to be using Medicine Buddha as the deity, but you feel free to put whatever deity you're working with or feels right for you today. So see if you can visualize yourself in your human form. And if it feels right to start to kind of dissolve the solidity of this human form and see if you can see yourself more as a person-shaped energy bubble. And allowing for the exchange of your inhale and exhale. Allowing for your sense of being to be a little more flexible, a little more open. And then I want to invite you to reflect on maybe some current issue that you've been grappling with. But on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very intense, maybe just choose something on a 2 or 3, right? Maybe you had kind of an awkward interaction with someone, or there's something that you felt stuck by. And I want to invite you to see if you can sort of encapsulate whatever that awkwardness is or whatever that confusion is, just in a short phrase. And then see if you can repeat that phrase to yourself 3 times. As you're sort of crystallizing for yourself what this issue is. You know, I'm confused about why I got triggered around X. I notice I'm holding frustration about Y. And then, as you're sort of stating whatever issue it is that you're, open to being curious about in this practice, I want to invite you to visualize Medicine Buddha and the four Dakinis. And if it's easier for you just to visualize your deity, then that's fine. You can just stay with your deity. And if it feels right, I would invite you to place your hand on your heart and see that in the center of your heart arises a white lotus flower with four petals. And in the center of the lotus flower sits your deity, sits the Medicine Buddha, facing in the same direction as you are. His left hand holds a Buddha bowl filled with the nectar of immortality, and his right hand holds an Arura flower. And if you are also visualizing the four medicine Dakinis, you can see them on the four petals as radiant and open, beautiful. And in front of the Medicine Buddha is the white Dakini, thought of as the wisdom Dakini. And to the Medicine Buddha's right is the yellow Dakini. It sort of symbolizes the ability to increase that which is positive. And behind the Medicine Buddha is the red Dakini, which has the ability to control and magnetize. And to the left is the green Dakini, who has the ability to cut through with discernment any delusion. And they face in towards Medicine Buddha, kneeling on their right knee, head slightly bowed in respect. And each of them holds a vase filled with immortal nectar in their left hand and a branch of an Arura plant in their right hand. Right, and if it's difficult to visualize the Dakinis, you can just see kind of wonderful light spheres. So in front of the deity, you have the white light sphere. To the left, you have the green. To the right, yellow. And behind is a red sphere of light. Just rest here for a moment. Now, I want to invite you to make your personal aspirations to Medicine Buddha and the four Dakinis. If it feels right, ask them from the depths of your heart to release you of all present, future issues that you are worrying about now, whatever you brought today, request, may I be released now in the present and in the future from this issue that I'm worrying about. Notice if there's any somatic shifts or sensations that occur as you are talking with the deity, with the dakinis, with the light spheres. And maybe even notice if there is some dialogue that is happening. The imaginal world to hold whatever kind of dialogue or gesture or movement or, you know, organic experience that is naturally arising as you are sitting with the deity, possibly also with the dakinis. Seeing how the deity responds to your whatever issue you're bringing, how the deity responds to your request for help, how the dakinis might be also in this conversation, in this dialogue, or just in this sitting together, this knowing together. However you're meeting this moment with them. Take sort of a couple more breaths here. Now I want to invite you to ask them to kind of, beyond whatever specific issue you brought, but to ask them, you know, can you, I would so appreciate any healing, any present and any infinite, you know, future issues. Right. Ask them to help liberate you, right, from all, you'll choose what words feel right to you, but maybe all hereditary diseases or all spirit provocations or energy imbalances or any mental stresses. Right. Maybe you're asking, please liberate me from ignorance, anger, attachment, pride, jealousy. And then I invite you to ask them for your mind to always rest in peace and happiness, for your sleep to be tranquil, to have good dreams. And as you make this request, you know, you can really feel the love and compassion from Medicine Buddha, from your deity. And then I want to invite you to see rainbowed colored rays of light, blue, white, yellow, red, and green, stream out from Medicine Buddha and the four Dakinis, completely filling your body and purifying all disease, all awkwardness, all stresses, anything that feels numb or cramped. It's beautiful rainbow light just entering into you at a cellular level, at an emotional level, at a mental level, and purifying, opening up, releasing, relaxing, relieving. And you can feel the light filling up your heart, filling up your body, penetrating your pores, right? Like a light shining through a lamp's fabric. Deity, Medicine Buddha is granting you great, unending bliss. Just really drink in this vital imagining of your entire body filled with rainbow light. The rainbow light, this dynamic and at the same time spacious and calm. Just take a couple more breaths here. And then I want to invite you to visualize the four medicine Dakinis dissolve into Medicine Buddha, who in turn dissolves into emptiness. And your body then also dissolves into loving, compassionate emptiness. And just stay here for a few breaths. And then with the sound of the bells, you can come back to the group. Mm-hmm.